Okay, we're going to get started. Today we're going to talk about part one of Chatich Nasa Zvei Chanan, and some Tzadi Beis, if you want out. And we'll start as follows. There's a principle of Tam Kicker, which tells us that if you have, for example, if you had a piece of chazer would fall into a kosher stew, then the whole thing is usher. Okay, but even though the whole stew is usher, with the piece of pork floating around in it, the whole stew is not considered to be chazer itself. And like, for example, if you had a kazayis of that stew, you would not be getting any makos for that. But pasul b'chol is different than that. And pasul b'chol, if I have, the only issur starts when I have basar and chol mixed together. So when I mix them, if I take basar and chol and I cook them together, and then I eat that, then I get, for kazayis of that, I get makos for that, even though there's only some basar and some chol, not a kazayis of either, but that's okay. The issur is when we mix them together. Okay? So that's in the dinim of Tam Kicker, that basar and chol is obviously different than other isurim, that the basar and chol together is what makes the issur. Okay? That comes out in our din, what we're talking about, which is Chanan, and it says that what happens if we have, that when we mix basar b'chol together, milk and meat together, they are considered to be complete isser. What we've made today is isser. And we now, if you want to be mavatal, that we have to mavatal the whole thing. So what do I mean? If we have basar b'chol mixed together, an ounce of basar and an ounce of chol, and it falls into 60 ounces worth of something else. Okay, so now, the chalav is batal. The chalav is batal b'shishim. So the basar would also be batal b'shishim. But the basar b'chalav is 2 ounces, so it's not batal b'shishim. Okay, the whole thing is isser. It's not only milk that's asr or meat that's asr. It's the thing together is now, it's 2 ounces worth of isser, so it needs to be batal b'shishim.
That's obvious, because then what else would be
the isser? No, what I mean is, as opposed to had a piece of chazer fall into isser,
right,
an ounce of chazer and an ounce of heter, and they fell them together, then it's only an ounce of chazer in here. Over here, the 2 ounces together, the basar b'chol is the isser together, and therefore, even though we were mavato one of them, that wouldn't make a difference. Okay, we have to mavato them together. That's chaticha nasa debeh. The chaticha, what do you say?
Let's say
had you put milk into water first, and it was balk b'shishim, then milk would form, then meat would form, so it would not be usher. Right, it would not be usher. Okay, so that's chanan for basar b'chol. That's where this traditional chanan is, in basar b'chol. Okay, so mid-raisa, that's the only case where, because in basar b'chol, the basar and the chol are each heter, and together they become isra. Okay, so some rishonim say that in order to avoid confusion from the fact that when we did say chanan, when we don't say chanan, so therefore Chazal said that chanan should apply also to other isurim as well, not just for basar b'chol, but for all isurim, So for example, if we make a clam beverage, and that beverage is 10%. Clam and 90% heter. Okay, this beverage is only 10% clam, and now that clam beverage is put in 15% of is. I'm sorry, that clam beverage is now 15% of a beer formula. Okay, then so now the amount of clam in the beer would be batal b'shishim. The amount of clam that's in there is enough to be batal b'shishim. Okay, because the beverage is only 15% of the beer, and the beverage itself is only 10% clam in the first place. Okay, but since we say, if we say chanan, then we look at the clam beverage as being 100% iser, and now 100% iser is not bottled into the beer because it's 15% of the beer. The beer is not bottled. We say chanan, it would not be bottled. Okay, so that's called chanan b'shar isurim. I mean, basar b'chol is the real case when midrais is chanan, and some rishonim say that midrabbanon this is chanan by other isurim, but not basar b'chol. Okay, so that's what some rishonim say. The mechaber follows the sheet of most rishonim who say that there is no chanan b'shar isurim, and chanan it's only chanan by basar b'chol. Okay, I'll get to Rambam 1 second. So, I'll tell you the Rambam. The Rambam says that the minhag is. To be machmer, the minhag is to be machmer and say that you should say chanan b'shar isurim. Except we'll see in a second in case of hefsim ruah. So that bear in mind, just the Rama himself in Teres Chatas, okay, the Rama says, he says even the Rama is masking, broy poskim say you don't say chanan, you only say chanan b'basar b'chol. Okay, most rishonim hold that it's not that there is no chanan b'shar isurim. Even so, he says you should be machmer. We're machmer for chanan, but we'll see that there's lots of kulos so that because we'll only be machmer. only be machmir for these shitas. Rabbi Amar says that the makom hefsim ruba you could be samach. Okay, so now before I tell you what that means, hefsim ruba, I'll give an example that happened here, an example to spring out a little bit of a question, which is the machaber says we only say chanan by basa b'chol. So there's one pretty well known shaila is what happens if I have basa b'chol that falls into something else? Skip that. Okay. We had a situation where a company was making marshmallow treats. Okay, marshmallow treats is Rice Krispies, making marshmallows. Okay, like held together, glued together by a mix of marshmallow and things like that. Okay, the company was making a treif. Okay, so that means they were using real marshmallows, and the marshmallows were made with beef gelatin. So that means these marshmallows were treif because they and the Rice Krispie treats were treif as well. This company also had butter in their recipe. So now the question is that was part of the recipe. Are these Rice Krispie treats, now the shaila is about this thing, is this chanan of basa b'chalav, or is this chanan of shtar yisur? What's the question? It's basa b'chalav, right? It's animal gelatin and butter, okay? It's basa b'chalav. But over here, the animal gelatin is also in the nevela. It's not kosher animal gelatin. It's treif animal gelatin. So,
it's a kosher species.
It's a nevela. It's a nevela. So I should be clear. It's nevela. So that's a shayla machronim. The mechaber is machmir for chanan by says this chanan by basa b'chol. But that's because basa b'chol both sides are hetter before you started. But over here, it was not hetter before you started. Here, the basar side of it was not hetter. The basar was nevela. Okay, because Shaila and Tazan Shach talk about it. Where the basar was nevela also. So if the basar was nevela, it wasn't hetter and hetter coming together to make a new iser. It's iser and hetter coming together.
What's the difference, the
basar? Oh. But if you only say chanan when the chaticha became a nevela.
Because that shows you what you're answering. Obviously, what you're answering is the thing. But the mice, you see the basar b'chol.
Okay.
It's a straightforward
shot. Okay, it's a machlokes. It's a machlokes. That case is considered. But so
then what's also? So they're not saying this basar b'chol doesn't apply.
No, it's basar b'chol. No, the question is chanan.
So let's say not chanan. So then what's also?
What do you mean what's also?
What becomes isim basar b'chol? I got butter and I got nevela.
Correct.
You say basar b'chol applies here. So what's also in the isim basar b'chol? On what is the isim basar b'chol chal?
On both of them, on the basar b'chol.
Hey,
okay, I don't remember. Okay, so now, so the Rama says that we say, excuse me, the Rama says that the makam hefsid meruba will make a, and we don't say chanam b'shar yisurim. Okay, so two examples of us saying that we're not going to be machmir b'shar yisurim, the makam hefsid meruba. Two examples of hefsid meruba was, one was, Rabelsky said that any time a company mislabeled something, okay, they put a symbol onto it that said that the thing is kosher, and it really wasn't. And so now you have to think about is, should the company do a recall on that product? They put the symbol on it that says that's kosher, but really, really was not kosher. So now, if it was treif, then obviously you have to do a recall. People are eating treif food. If it's kosher, then there's more room to say is, well, maybe we don't have to do a recall, because really it's kosher anyhow. So now it's just a question of, they did the wrong thing, but people aren't eating treif because of that. So he said, if the only reason why it's treif is because of chanan, okay, you'll think of a situation, and if the thing would be kosher if not for the fact that it's chanan, he said, forcing them to do a recall is because they're the hefsim meruba. Okay? Making the company do a recall is the hefsim meruba. So if the only reason to make this food treif is because of chanan, then you say chanan, but not hefsim meruba, you don't have to be kosher, it's chanan.
The hefsim meruba is like a many reasons.
That's a separate question, why that applies to, yes, it's correct, it's the same thing. Oh, that's a separate question, but yes, it's true. The concept was force him to do recalls because it hefsid meruba, and therefore we would not say chanan b'shar yisurim in that context.
Even if it's yidden, you could ask, why is your hefsid meruba allow me to be? Why should I eat it? But you haven't stopped. Save you from a hefsid meruba.
Okay, that I'm not sure is such a kasha. Okay, I'm not sure if that one's such a question. Okay, another example. Hold on a second. Oops. Hold on a second, please. I'm sorry. Okay. Another example of hefsim ruba was if you have a medicine. If it's a question on a medicine. So we're talking about for a chayla. So then we would not. That's equivalent to a hefsim merubah. So what's the example of that? You have a medicine, a liquid medicine, and it's 25% of the medicine is glycerin. Okay, and the glycerin, you don't know, it might be animal-based. Okay, well, if it's animal-based, then 25% is not going to be bottled. So there, Rubelsky said also, he says, if you take the medicine and you dilute it in water or juice or something like that, and you dilute it in every teaspoon in 3 ounces, so if you do the math, you'll find out that there are 6 teaspoons in an ounce. So if we think that of the whole liquid medicine as being iser, it's only 6 times as much. That's not enough to be buffalo. But if we say, wait a second, it's only 25% glycerin. The rest of it is kosher ingredients. So then it would have been buffalo 72 times. Okay, believe me, buffalo 72 times. And therefore, he said, so then to say, if we say Hanan, you have to put it in so much more that it's not realistic that your 2-year-old who's screaming and sick is going to drink, you know, a whole bottle of this stuff, right? So he said, that's also considered to have some rubah, and you could be samach that it's, you could be samach, you don't have to be choshen for Hanan, and therefore you could be mevatel just in 3 ounces, just in 3 ounces instead of being mevatel in however many more times you would have needed that, okay? Now, there are other studim to be made over also, but just
I don't know what has to move and then has anything to do with it.
It's not, the treating a chayla is the equivalent of a case of hefsim ruba. Just like the hefsim ruba, we wouldn't be chayshish, so too this is equivalent to that, and we also wouldn't be chayshish. Okay? So, Taisa says that the typical case where Taisa talks about whether you say chanan, is when you want to kasher something, which means is, if you have a kli, we assume, this part is not there, but we assume that there's the contents of a kli is 30 times as much as the volume of the metal of the kli. He says, so if you kasher a kli, the bleed that comes out is going to make the water treif and make the kli treif again. So Tosfos says, if you don't have to worry about chanan, then you can kasher a kli twice, and that's good enough. Why? Because the first time you kasher it, the bleed comes out. The bleed is bottled, we'll say, in 30 times. So now the water that's in this kli, in the kli that you just kashered, is now 1/30th treif. Okay, so it gets reabsorbed. So now the absorption is 1/30th treif. Pour out the water, put in fresh water, and the next time is now buffalo 900. Because now 1/30th and another 30 times is in 900. So, you know, so even just 8 times it would have been up. 8 and 8 would have been 64. So that's, if you're choshesh for chanan, that doesn't work. Because the water is not a 30th treif, the water is 100% treif. And if you're not choshesh for chanan, then you're okay. Okay? For us, in a more, that's one example, which comes up on occasion. A person would want to kasher something twice as a way of avoiding ain opinion. But in other cases, like this. If you make in a canning facility, sometimes the only thing that's treif there is pork and beans. Okay, that sounds pretty awful, right? Pork and beans, right? But pork and beans
is the pork part.
Right, pork and beans usually is completely kosher, except for one piece of pork in every can. Okay, that's like a thing. There's one piece in every can. One piece of pork in the can. And how much is the pork in the can? Is it 10%? What percent of the can is the pork? Only a small amount. And, or another example, this is a Yossi example, is we have a company that they make cheese, and they cook their mozzarella cheese, and they make something called, end up with something called cook water, and treif the cook water, and that cook water gets mixed in with the rest of their waste stream, and now it's 5% of the waste stream in the factory, okay? So, and now someone went ahead and spray dried the whey cream or something like from the waste stream. They concentrated it and they dried it. Okay. So now, if we say charan, then the thing we're talking about, the can of pork and beans, or the water, or the waste stream, is 100% treif. Okay, it's 100% treif. If we say it's only a 5 or 10% treif, then we have another cheshbon. Okay, and that's why I'm throwing this in. There's something called asur shtamesh b'shefa. If a kli only has a 5% bli of treif, any use that you can use for that kli afterwards, any bli will come out of it, will be bought the meshishim into the thing you're going to make afterwards. Okay, so then, that's already a shayla. The Machaber says that something also a shayla, you don't have to kasher it all together. Okay, we don't always do that, but there's what to think about. But what this chanan says, no, that can of pork and beans is 100% treif. It's not 10% or 7% treif, it's 100% treif. So then, the bli is 100%, not 10%. Okay, so that's another case where chanan would come into a kashering situation. Okay. Now, I told you that the Ramah says is machmir for chanan, except in certain cases. So I'm going to break that down. What I'm about to say is the way that, as I understand it, the way the Pre-Kodesh breaks it down like this. He says like this. No, sorry, that didn't work. Okay. So the first case is, the case that the Rambam is talking about, that says that there is Hanan, is Lach B'Yavish. What does it mean, Lach B'Yavish? So the case, the simplest case for us of Lach B'Yavish is you have Bli in the Kli, Rav Moshe brings from Mashach, the Bli is considered is Lach, which makes sense to us. So we have Bli in the Kli, and on that, on the belt, that's Treif, someone put cookies onto there, okay, the company is baking cookies, those cookies are considered to be our Lach, the Bli that's coming out of Lach, into a solid piece, into the cookies that are running on there, that's the case we would say Hanan. Okay, then the Rama says, but if it's lach balach, if it's lach balach, then we only have to be choshish. We are choshish for Hanan also, unless it's a hefsim ruba. Okay, the first case where it's lach biyavish, we just flat out say that there's Hanan. But in the case where it's lach balach, then we say Hanan also. But the makom hefsim ruba, then we're makom, which is most cases for us end up being cases of lach balach, but not always. And then the last case to Rambam says is, what happens is Yavish B'Yavish? He says, if it's Yavish B'Yavish, then there's no Hanan at all. Okay?
Does so, anybody say Hanan by Yavish B'Yavish?
What do you say?
Does anybody say Hanan by Yavish B'Yavish?
Yes, some do, but the Rambam says we're not Chayshish.
So
Chayshish.
It's the Svar, but how's that time getting to the...
Okay, so that's correct. But the question, I'm not sure why some, but the Rambam says we're not Machmor Fred at all, completely. At the end of the Rambam, it's way back a few screens ago, we're not Machmor Fred at all. So in the case of Yavish B'Yavish, there's a detail here, okay? What you said, Yochanan, is the way Rebelsky explained it. I'm not sure if everyone said it that way, which is that the point of Yavish B'Yavish is there's no transfer of time from one to the other. Okay, they're just pieces. They're chatichas. Okay, in the case of lach balach, there's no chaticha. That's why there's possibly no chanan, because there's no chaticha nasas nevela. Yavish B'Yavish there are chatichas, but no time transfer to each other. So we're inyan. What happens if you have powders mixed together, like a stabilizer blend? Most of you say a stabilizer blend. Okay, that you can use to make yogurt. So it's powders mixed together, and the stabilizer blend has gelatin in it. Okay, and it's mixed with all kinds of other stuff, and that's all kosher. Okay, so do we say chanan on that or not? So now, in other types of halachas, a mix of powders is considered to be lach balach. Okay, the powders, because the definition for most rules, what's lach and yavish has to do with, is it distinct? Okay, can I pick one piece out from the other? So powders are not. Powders are most assumed that powders are lach balach, because you can't pick out one piece of powder from the other piece. It's just one, it's a jumble, it's all together. It's as if liquid.
Anytime you have Yavish, I mean, if
chatichas
get to a certain size, very small, also you'll have the same problem. I mean, it's very hard.
When chatichas speak, right, when they come up to be like a powder.
It's hard to put a specific, to define exactly when it becomes a powder and be harder to distinguish.
That's wonderful. That's true. So we can think about that when we get to that kind of situation. But when we have a powder, when it looks at us, we know we're looking at it, right? When we're looking at cookies, we know those are Yavish. When we look at powders, we know this. What's the exact line? We'll think about a different thing. But in the case of a powder, in his stabilizer blend, where it's a powder, so for other halachas, that's considered lach balach. But for this halacha, it's not considered lach balach, because for our purposes, what we care about is any time transferring from one to the other one. It's not. It's just a mix of powders. Okay? In which case, so therefore he said is, for the case of the powder stabilizer blend, we'll see later, next time, other reasons to not say Hanan in that case. You also wouldn't say Hanan, which it has to do with the yogurt that's made out of that blend. Okay, so the gelatin is not bottled in the blend, but then the blend is not bottled into the yogurt, but we don't have, if we don't say Hanan, then the gelatin is bottled. We now move to a different kind of question. Okay, and that is like this. Prima Gavin says that since Hanan B'Shar Yisroel is only a Drabanan, I've said that a dozen times, it's only a Drabanan, he says, so we could say Safa Drabanan L'Kula. Okay, we say Safa Drabanan L'Hakul. So for example, if we had an ounce of Isser fell into 10 ounces of Heter, okay, so it's Chaf. And now that 10 ounces fell into a big vat full of other things. And the big vat, there was for sure 60 ounces in that vat, but we don't know if there were 660 ounces. Okay, we know there was enough to be mevatel the original nevela in 10 times. But we don't know if there was enough to be mevatel the 10 ounces, the 11 ounces in shish. Okay? So in that case, people say, therefore, in that case, you say, Savatar Baron Kula, and don't be chashish for Hanan. So without Hanan, it would be Batal B'Shishim, because the Nevela is for sure Batal B'Shishim. But we don't know if the whole Hanan was Batal B'Shishim, so it's too late, it's spilled out, we can't tell anymore, so we say Savajar Ramakula, and you don't have to be cautious for Hanan in that case. Okay? You're allowed to eat whatever's left in the pot. This big vat has now you know, 500 left. We don't know, was there 660? Was it not 660? So we say, it's okay, it's Mutter, because maybe there was Savajar Ramakula, and you could eat. Okay? That's the case Prima Bon says you could be Mechel. That's a simple case. But the case that's more negated to us, or the more complicated case, is what happens if it's a different kind of suffix? Not a suffix that it got mixed in and we don't know if there was shishim or not. But what happens if there's a machlokas apoiskim? And in machlokas apoiskim, we usually would be machmir on that shayla because suffix derisa l'chumra. It's a shayla of a derisa, so we're machmir on a shayla. Okay? We take a strict position on something. But now it bangs into a situation of chana. Okay, now it bangs into a situation of Hanan. So should we say, well, we're machmir about the shayla, usually we're machmir about the shayla. And now it banged into Hanan, which is a drabbanan principle, the difference. It's a shayla of a deraisa, we're machmir on that shayla. Open up the shulchan aruch, it says to be machmir on that shayla. So now that it's Hanan, we should still be machmir. Or should we say, that wait a second, we were only machmir originally because it was a shayla of a deraisa. Now that it's only, at most, a shayla of drabbanan, because now it's just Hanan, so now we could be mekel. Okay? So to you, I'm about to say, it sounds like, oh my gosh, that's a real theoretical question. Like who cares? I mean, it sounds like you know, someone's just sitting at night, you know? But for us, it's super negeh, okay? And negeh is steam systems, okay? Which is, when you cook food in a kettle and it's being heated by steam, we say that, we assume that Tom goes through the walls of the kli and makes the condensate, the steam on the other side, and makes a trace. Okay, and time goes back and forth between those. Okay, but we'll see, maybe even in two times, in a few times from now, when we get to there, that there's actually a machlokes rishonim, whether and how much time passes through a kli. So this that we're assuming, and you open up a shulchan aruch in halacha, we're in Sadi Beis, and we open up the halacha, it says that time goes through a kli, and we assume it goes all the way through and completely through. That's not muskim. That's not for sure. That's the way we practice. But it's a real machlokes about that. So we say, Safal Dreis al-Muchumra. It might be making a food trafe. So therefore, the food might be trafe. So you have to be machmir about that. So what would you say, what happens now if it's a shayla only of Hanan? Would we be machmir on that shayla also if it's a shayla of Hanan? So two ways that it comes...
And how would the Hanan would be the question
I'm going to tell you. Two ways that it can happen. One is, we made the steam trafe. Okay, they were making something trafe in here, and the steam is trafe. And now, we've been drained, flushing the water out. Okay, we've gotten that 70% of the water is out, and 30% of the water is still left behind. We haven't gotten rid of all the trafe water yet. It takes time to get rid of the trafe water. So we've gotten rid of most of the trafe water, but we still have some left behind of trafe water. So is the steam system now 100% trafe, or is the steam system only 30% trafe? Okay, meaning, should we say Hanan or not? We know there's 30% of the water floating in the steam system. 30% is still left behind from the original trafe water. So is the steam system now 100% trafe, or is the steam system only 30% trafe? Okay, or another case, what happens if the food that we cook in these pots that we were cooking here itself wasn't 100% trafe? The food we were cooking was only 5% trafe. So if the food is only 5% trafe, then should we say that the steam is now 100% trafe? Because we said Hanan on what they cooked. So 5% trafe made the food actually 100% trafe, and now it passes through and makes the steam trafe also. Or should we say, the food is only 5% trafe, that Hanan is only 5% trafe. So the water on the other side of the steam system is also only 5% trafe.
In addition, it's lach balach, right?
Yes, so lach balach is very relevant over here. But should Hanan tell us that this that we usually machmir to say the time transfers through, that chumra that we have, which will be machmir because of suffix deraisa, that chumra that we have to follow that cheetah, should we be machmir that when the question we face is only Hanan? Now, I have to tell you, I'm going to pause for a second just to tell you that the case I keep telling you is that we cook nevela, which happens. It's not such a common thing to happen in a company that they're cooking nevela, that we have to worry about a steam system. Usually what we worry about are things like milk, or chalvakum, or gvinis akum. Those are the kinds of things that tend to be more likely in the plant. We're going to see next time, there might be reasons to not say chanan on those bachlal. Okay, to not worry about chanan for those kind of concerns. So the example I'm using is nevela, because on nevela, those coolers are not going to apply. Okay? Anyhow. What?
Gelatin is not that uncommon.
Right, so gelatin, is also right. So gelatin also. So gelatin could be bottle, it has to be enough to be not both the Mishishim also. Okay, so but yes, Jalkin could be also. Okay, so now, you're gonna sort of have to believe me on this one, okay? This goes on for a whole page here, which I'm not gonna tell you, and that is. Yes, okay, good.
Ready to back.
Okay, I don't have to say everybody's name on live camera, you know? Okay, but yes. Okay, so you're going to have to believe me that on this Shiloh, should we say Savador Baron Lekula for these kind of cases when Hanan bangs into, should we say Hanan by case like that? You're going to have to believe me if you want, if I can give you the whole thing to read. I see five sheetahs about this, okay? For now, you have to believe me. Okay, there's five sheetahs. Some say like this. You could be Mako, if there's somebody, if there are still people in Lamaisa who follow the Kul de Kashita, okay? They're talking about a Chel de Bnei Rainis. Okay, it's a certain Chel that some people eat and some people don't eat. And the Shaila, should we say Chanan on that Chel, that some people eat this fat and some people don't eat the fat? That the din is we don't eat it. We are Machmer on that Shaila, because they suffer Dreisel Chomer, it might be Chel de Reisa. We're Machmer about that, but some people do eat it. So if some people are being Mako, then that's good enough to say that we don't say Chanan in that case, okay? That's what one sheet, that's one version of what the Marshal says, okay? Another version of the Marshal says is that, no, we'll make them no matter what. Make them this. If the whole reason to be Machmer originally was just we'd be Machmer of Rashaya with the Raisa, then when it only comes to Chanan, then you could be Mako. Okay? That's another version of the Marshal, okay? A third one.
Is this only Lach B'Lach, Bitsir Lach B'Lach, or even Lach B'Yavish?
I think only by Lach B'Lach. I don't remember. I'll have to look back on my notes.
But Lach B'Lach is Lach B'Lach.
What?
Lach B'Lach is Lach B'Lach.
No, the question is, should we be by Lach B'Yavish, right, by Lach B'Yavish, then we would not be Mekel. But we would not be Mekel.
That's not Lach B'Lach. I mean, the Lach is Lach B'Lach.
Right, correct.
Why should we Lach B'Lach?
You missed. It was a few minutes ago. Okay,
he's asking how the Lachoyd is a poiskin. If the Isser is told Lachoyd is a poiskin, if it's Sirif, that
Hanan
is a
shaila,
you can be
Mekel.
That's the
topic.
The
walls
is
Machmer,
right?
No. So the point is that since Hanan is a Drabonon, so we were originally Machmer, let's say, by Chiyuv the Bnei Rainis, Machmer about that only because of Shaila the Raisa, but now it's only Shaila the Drabonon. Okay. Okay, see now, another, this is the way the Taz says it, is that we will be Machmer, we're Machmer for Hanan, unless it comes out to it. It's very interesting. He says it, the sheet of the, if I remember, it's about the Chel Bnei Rainis, and Hanan are both Rabbeinu Ephraim in both of them. So he said, we can't be Machmer for, we would be Machmer for Hanan, except if it's the same Pesach who was Machmer on one thing and Mekel on the other one, then it doesn't make sense to be Machmer for that. I'm not sure why that makes so much sense. It's not like we're asking him the Shaila, you know, but well, if it's the same person, then we wouldn't have been Machmer. Okay, that's the third sheet, that's the Taz. Rivkvegas says it depends on whether the shilas comes up together. Okay, if the two shilas come together, then we say it's a Chanan and this other shilah, then we're coming together. But if one was decided already, like the Chil Bnei Rainis, we decided it's us already, then we can't then say, but now it'd be Mekel that Chanan afterwards. Okay? And I'm doing this real quickly, and the last one is from the Prima Golden, who says, in almost every case it's a Sveksveka, and if it's a Sveksveka, then you could be Mekel that Chanan. So, L'inyaneinu, okay, this is what I want to show you afterwards. L'inyaneinu, for a steam system, if you follow along what we're saying, we would be Machmir for Hanan according to three of those sheetahs. According to three of those ways of looking at it, we would have to say Hanan. Meaning, does anyone follow the Mekilim? No, of course not. I'm sorry, does anyone follow the Mekilim? No, nobody, no one's Mekil to say a Tam doesn't go through a clean. No one in practice does that. Okay, or there's no inconsistency in the poskim, and the shilas don't come up at the same time because the bleeds go through the cleat different there, because they don't come up at the same time. On the other one, the second and the fifth would be Mekel, and we would say that there is no Hanan by a steam system. Okay, now all of that.
What would be an inconsistency in three?
Inconsistency, it would be Machmer unless it's an inconsistency. Meaning, unless it's if Rabbeinu Ephraim be Machmer over here and be Mekel over here, then we don't say that. But it's a. Okay, now all of that is, I can only use the word theoretical, okay, because all of that is really what the Price can talk about, saying Hanan by Safik Isser, but Rabelski and Shaftabel said, no, it doesn't work like that. He says, over here, it doesn't make sense to be Machmer for Hanan by his steam system. He says, does it make sense? He says, first of all, Hanan b'shari surim is itself as a chumra. Okay, we know Hanan b'lach b'lach by shari surim is a chumra. The Rambam Shachtel loves to tell you, if he tells you at the beginning of Taras Chatas, that whenever I say it's mutter makom hefsa meruva means maker, I didn't really make it anyhow. Okay, so really, it's b'lach b'lach it's mutter. He says, and over here also, the other thing, which is the tipas chav, does the tam go through? We're machmer. The Shulchan Aruch says we should be machmer like that town goes through. In our kelim, no one sees any town going through. No one, a million times we've tasted things, no one ever saw a town going through. So it's enough to be machmer in the case when it says, you know, the actual case itself, the thing town goes through. But to say Hanan in that kind of case also is already, that's too much to say Hanan. Okay, so in Lamaisa, that's what people do. They follow this idea that they don't worry about Hanan by steam systems. When we get to steam systems in a few times, Rosh Hashanah, we'll talk about how that comes out. Okay, but most people follow this, that they come on, and Hagan, I gave you five sheep is over here, and all kinds of things, and red and green boxes, all kinds of things. But they said, come on, to say Hanan over here, Hanan itself is a chum over here, it's Hanan balach balach, and to say that also on a steam system, when no one ever saw any time going through, that's already too much, you don't have to imagine. Okay. Okay, the layer...
It's called also to if you want to taste steam system, right?
Yes.
The water. So let's say theoretically become an iser, right? If there's not enough bitrix or whatever. So according to this, it's not even further.
If there's no if it's a shayl of a Hanan only. Sometimes yes or not, yeah.
Could be one gallon, it's iser, yeah.
Okay. Fine. Okay, I hear that. Okay. Now the last thing to talk about is, which also when we get to industrial uses, is like this. Hanan says that the thing that we have, the chaticha, is nasis nevela. So the Issa v'Hetta says, that's only true, we only say the chaticha is nasis nevela, if the chaticha was actually nasis nevela, became a nevela. Meaning, there was, we'd call it a yedias hataruvas. Somebody knew that the thing was made like this, and it became Isser. He said, but if nobody finds out about this until the second bittul happens, meaning until we're at the point where the heter is now in a lot, the Isser is in a lot of heter, then there's no Hanan. Okay? Hanan is not, there's no such Hanan in that kind of case. Hanan only works if there's Yedias HaTeruvus. Some say it's like, you know, Hey Mom Ruba, you know what I mean? It's the whole Hanan B'Shar Yisum is the Rabbanon. So they say it's only when the Chaticha is Nasas Nevela, it's actually like declared to be an Nevela. But if that didn't happen, then you don't have to worry about Hanan. Okay, now, the Ramah,
who says this?
The Isser v'Hetter says this. Okay, the Ramah in Teres Chattas, the Ramah in Teres Chattas brings it down. Because Ramon Teres Chattas brings this down and says, you need to have Yedias HaTeruvus. Okay, the Shach says, yeah, the Shach has a lot to say about this. He says, you know why they're only said in Teres Chattas. He didn't say it in Shulchan Aruch because he doesn't agree. He changed his mind. Okay, he was chosen from it. He didn't really agree to this. He needs Yedias HaTeruvus. That's why he doesn't say this. Rav Krieger says, really? He brings rise in other places where the Ramon seems to say that he needs Yedias HaTeruvus. Not in Hilchos, not in Tzadi Beis, in other places. But then he says, maybe. Didn't mean that. Anyhow, the Prim Gadol leaves it off that it's a Safek. Whether we should need to deal with the Teruvus. Some say the Malkam Hefshin, you should be Samach on this. The Merkaz Yaakov says that if it's Lach Balach, then you could do it even Chatchila. To be Mekel, if there's no Yedias HaTeruvus, there's a big to do in that one. Okay, do you need to have Yedias HaTeruvus? You don't have to have Yedias HaTeruvus. Okay, which of course is negate to us. Okay, because by us, when Hanan type things happen, there's nobody there. There's no Yid there who knows what's happening. So Rabelsi said, he said, the fact that we know that the way they make food in the factory is this and this way, well, in the case I told you before, and they're making Rice Krispie treats, we know what they do in the factory, okay? We know the pork and beans, we know how they make it. Rabelsi said, that doesn't count Yedias HaTeruvus.
Really?
That's what he said. And Rav Shach said, but the reason would be because Yedias HaTeruvus means is somebody knows what's significant about this. So there are lots of people in the factory who know that they're cooking pork and beans. They're even watching it being happening now, but to them it doesn't mean anything. He says,
and we know also what they're doing.
And we know also, right, Rabuski said, we know also, he says, but we know that we don't know about the can. We didn't make the chaticha into an avail. We just know. So Rosh Hashanah said, I'm not sure. He says, I'm not really sure that counts. I mean, is it enough that I know that they're making, I mean, think about this. It means is that, you know, every time the Mashiach visits, now we have a day worth of treif. You know, yesterday it was mutter because he didn't come, but today he comes. You know, he's going to visit less often. You know, so Rav Shach does it like this. He said, we put in cameras, and right? Now we're up the creek. We put in cameras, right? Now we okay. So he said like this. He said, Rav Shach said he's only being willing to be samech on this if do other tzirufim. of its roofing, and there was some special reason why it was impossible to kasher these kelim. Like there was some reason why there was very difficult or impossible to kasher. He says, okay, then we could be some on this. He says, otherwise he wasn't so thrilled to say this. He was a little bit, he heard of such a thing, such a possibility. Again, remember, the idea that you need these terms in itself is a machikas in the Achronim. Not everyone agrees this, that you can even be some on that this terms means anything. Okay, but if it does, to say that it means that this specific way of looking at it, that, you know, okay, we know they're making pork and beans, that's what they do. They sent us a schedule at the beginning of the week that says, you know, Tuesday we're making pork and beans from, you know, at this time. So he says, anyhow, he said, okay, he said, in cases where you're really stuck and there's no other choices and the other tzi roof, and then he was willing to say that. Okay, yeah, so that's it for today. In Mitzvah, next time we're going to talk about exceptions. Today we're going to talk about what the general rules of Hanan. In Mitzvah, next time, we'll deal with exceptions.